Blog Talk Radio.
First time I've called in.
Well, I appreciate you calling in today. How can I help?
So is it, what kind of questions do you take? Is it, you do psychic calls or mediumship?
I do mediumship too, but I don't feel that energy around me at the moment. But I take calls like everyday life courses, like, you know, I'm going to get a job, things like that.
Right. Well, I just found an apartment to move into, so which is a share with other people. So anything, I think it feels good for me, and it's in a nice location. So if you think anything about that, and tomorrow is my birthday, so any messages about the year ahead?
Okay. All right, I can handle that. The first thing that I'm picking up on is your move is going to go pretty smooth, and there's not going to be any, you know, when you get two people together or whatever, sometimes there can be conflict, but I don't see that. I don't see that going on, so, you know, you just got to trust spirit to lead you in the right way. You got really good energy. You got really good energy, and I appreciate that. And well, happy early birthday. I would say happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Earlier. You're welcome. And I feel like the new year of your birth is coming up. I feel like that things are really going to start breaking free for you. Financially, things are a little tight, but I feel like I feel like that will get better as you go forward. Financially, you should start feeling better, getting some money flowing in. Looks like about October, November, or something like that.
Yeah, when you move, it's expensive to move, and starting over again slow. So
it is hard because, you know, most places require you to pay a deposit. So it gets a little expensive really quick. But I do see your financial situation improving, like in later part of October, early November. I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I feel like something's going to happen. All right?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right. We're going to go ahead and do our opening prayer. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for the opportunity to share my gifts with my listeners and share their gifts with me. And Father, Mother God, just let us realize that we are one in you. And Father, Mother God, I just thank you for that. And I pray again for my listeners. Pray that you would bless them spiritually, emotionally, physically, any area of their life that they need help in. Father, Mother God, I just ask that you would just touch that need. You know the need before we even ask. So I thank you for that. I say namaste. And I say amen. Go ahead and take another call. 415, you're on air with me.
Hi, this is me again. Same call. I just was listening.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. Okay, let me... usually have somebody that helps me. I don't have that today, so... you're going to just have to bear with me. All right. Let's go to 305. You're on there with me.
Hi. Hi, Michael.
Hi, how can I help you today?
I was just wondering, I applied for a contest for a festival, an art festival in November, and I wanted to know if you see that, if I'm going to win it.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question. Could you repeat it for me, please?
Yeah, wait, let me change phones. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thanks. I applied for an art festival poster contest, and there were four artists, and I'm one of them, and I was wondering if you see me winning it.
I feel like you have a really good chance of winning it. I feel a tingly energy around me, which means that I'm on the right track. So I feel like that, you know, I feel like that you will win the contest. So.
Okay, sounds good, because there was five of us chosen out of 150, and two of us sent in our CDs. I don't know what happened after that, but they're going to let us know in October.
Yeah. I like I said, I mean, I'm seeing you guys winning, so you just see the same thing, and
yeah,
good. Bless you. Yeah.
Okay, I'll keep you posted. Thanks.
All right, appreciate it. You have a great day.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Let's go ahead and speak to six, 6-3-1. You're on air with me.
Can I call you right back? My son's calling.
Hello.
Hello. You're on air.
Yes, I was wondering, when do you see my son coming back to live with me?
Looks like early spring of next year.
Next year?
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up at this moment in time.
Well, schools would be right. School's not over till June, so I don't know why he would come back spring though, because then he would only have a few months left of school.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. That's just what I'm picking up, and I could be off a little bit, but you know, on that. But I feel like that he'll come back at least next year.
Do you think he will, or he's just going to stay with his dad's forever?
I think that he will come with you. I think he's getting filled up with his dad, and so he's looking for something else.
Wait, he's only 14.
Right.
Yeah. All right, can I ask a love life question, or?
Yeah, go ahead. You can go ahead and ask.
Well, I went online, like Match.com, and I'm talking to a few people. Do you see a relationship with anyone?
I don't feel like you're going to find what you're looking for using that service.
Like the bars,
yeah,
and stuff, so I don't know. And there's nobody at work. I'm trying to find a new job. I interview tomorrow.
Right. Yeah. So. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You hang in there. Have a great day. All right, if my switchboard will go. So. All right, let's go to 903. You're on air with me. Hold on. We'll be. Okay.
Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
I was wondering if you see me moving anytime soon.
Moving? Let me see. I'm getting by the end of the year.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like that something's going to open up for you. But you need to really, I'm seeing like a yellow blinking light from my spirit guide. So that means caution. So use caution as you go forward. You want to get in the right place and stuff like that. Don't rush into anything. But definitely see you moving by the end of the year or early next year.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too.
All right. Let's go to next caller. It's 111. You're on air with me.
Hey, hi, Michael. I just want to know what you. Hi. I just want to know what you see coming up for romance this fall.
Okay, I'm having a really hard time hearing you. I don't know if it's in your end or.
Can you hear me now? I just want to know what you see coming up for romance.
Romance, okay. Is there somebody that you're interested in? Because I'm picking up somebody around you already.
Yes. Yes, there is somebody. Actually, a couple of people that I'm interested in. I'm just wondering if you see which one it is, if it's dark hair or light hair.
I see, like, dark hair.
Okay.
That make sense to you?
See when it will happen, when will I'll see, like...
Yeah, I'm going to say later on this year. Looks like about October, which is next month. Later of October, should hear something from them in a positive way. Okay?
So you said in a month.
Yeah. I feel like in a month's time, he'll come around and be interested in you. Go out with you a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That sounds great. Thank you. Thank you so much
no
for
problem.
Taking my call.
No problem. I appreciate you. You have a great day.
Okay.
You can catch me on the web at www.insightswithmichael.net. That's www.insightswithmichael.net. You can set up full readings over there, make a donation to this program over there, and all kinds of things. We'll be there. I'm working on the site still, so when it's done, it will look a lot better than it does right now. Okay, let's go ahead and speak to 510. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
My question is, I want to know, how do Christopher feel about me, and if when do you see the relationship, us getting closer, or becoming boyfriend and girlfriend?
Okay. I see boyfriend, girlfriend, that kind of energy around you. Looks like about April of next year.
Okay.
So things you have to get to know each other a little bit, and both of you need to work on some issues that you have that might be holding you back. For some reason, I'm picking up fear around you or around him. So but I would say relationship be April next year.
Okay. So is he only talking with me and only dealing with me, or he's seeing other people?
I feel like they will just be with you, not other people.
Okay. Okay.
All right. I appreciate you
Thank
calling
you.
In today. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and okay. Let's go ahead and go with 253,
you're on
air with me. Hi.
Hi. Hi, it's Holly. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now, do you see my ex-husband's ex-wife harassing me again? Remember that years ago?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I feel like it's a cycle, meaning that it is just how she is, and she doesn't even realize what she's doing half the time. But I feel like that you'll work things out. Okay?
What does that mean?
Excuse me?
I mean, is that like a yes, she's going to?
I mean, you know, I'm saying, you know, that things will get better between you and her.
Oh, is she moving up here? May I ask real quick?
I I feel like that she's thinking about it strongly, but I don't see her moving there. I just feel like there could be some kind of block where she won't be able to tell or something like that.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too. Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye. 760. Oops, hold on. You're on air with me.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air.
Hi. Oh, okay. This is Jeanette, and I am also asking about a relationship question. I was wondering if you could tell me whether somebody familiar is coming up for me as a relationship or someone new.
Okay. I'm feeling that it's going to be somebody new. I don't see like who it is or anything like that, but I just feel like it's going to be a new person.
Mm-hmm. And I haven't been in touch with him yet, in other words.
Excuse me?
I haven't been in touch with him yet, in other words.
Yeah, I don't see that it's anybody that you've already talked to. It's going to be a brand new person.
Okay. And do you get timing on that as well?
Late this year, possibly in January. But I see it more you guys getting together and stuff more in the year ahead. So there's possibility that it would change at the end of this year.
Mm. Okay. And is this a permanent kind of long-term relationship that you see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm seeing this long-term, yeah. Has potential for it anyhow.
Right. Okay. Can I ask another question?
Really quick.
Okay, about moving into my own place. Do you see a change of residence into my own place anytime soon?
Yeah, I'd say November.
Oh. And it's totally my own place. There are no roommates?
Yeah, it's totally your place. There's no roommates. I don't see anybody else living there except you.
Okay, Michael. You sound like are you okay health-wise?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, just wanted to make sure. You sound a little bit different than what I remember. So, well,
okay.
Blessings to you. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Appreciate you calling in. Bye-bye.
Yes. Bye-bye.
All right, let's go with the next call. It's 313, you're on air with me.
Hello?
Hello, you're on air.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, how are you?
I'm good. I was just calling in to, anything from spirit, because I'm trying to find work. I'm trying to, I'm on a new journey, new beginning.
Right. Yeah. I see a job for you pretty quick, actually. I'm going to say by the end of October.
Okay.
You should get a job, and you're making the right choices. I don't see anything that, you know, you need help about, really. But definitely see work coming into your path.
That sounds great, because I have to get, I need work, you know. I need a vehicle. I need certain things.
Right. Yeah. Because I keep hearing like your spirit guide saying that you've had a rough year. You just need some things. I feel good that next year is going to be a better year for you. So just hang in there and and, you know, just trust spirit, and, you know, they'll move you forward. So, okay?
All right. Thank you, and you have a great day.
You too. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. I feel like that's all the calls for today. Let me go up here and do some work. Usually I have a helper, and so everything usually runs smoother than it is at the moment, but that's okay. I don't really have much else to say today, so I think we're going to go ahead and close off here in a little bit. But I just want everybody to know that I'm doing okay, so I appreciate your concern. I mean, I wasn't feeling good, but I'm bouncing back from that. So we'll just have to keep moving forward. But I appreciate your prayers and everything that you've done for me. So appreciate it so much. You know, sometimes it's not easy to move forward. We feel like there's so many obstacles in our way, but those are just illusions. Spirit definitely is moving for you and working on your behalf. If we could open our eyes just to the spiritual realm that is around us, we would be amazed. We all have angels, we all have helpers, guides, and we just have them working for us as well. So, but, you know, I'm always asking to open my eyes to the spiritual realm. I do a pretty good job of that. So, but I do appreciate you all that called in today. And have a good day. And I will talk to you actually next Saturday. And we'll be on air at 4 p.m. Next week on Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate Blog Talk Radio, so without them, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. So appreciate it. So let's go ahead and close out, and peace be with you, and I'll talk to you next Saturday. Bye-bye.